It is a Patriots Monday. Boomer Esiason on this show at 8 and Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, at 9:30. But there are leads remaining this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. With NFL Sunday and college on Saturday, there was a story over the weekend that broke, really broke on Friday, but I was following it throughout the weekend, that I didn't want to go through a show, the Monday show, without talking about. Weird story out of Tufts. An investigation was launched at the university after 12 members of their men's lacrosse team were hospitalized. They were diagnosed with rhabdo.
Yeah, they got the rhabdo.
Yeah.
Danielle got the rhabdo on the old show.
Really?
Yeah, she was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Like, she almost died.
It's a lethal I mean, there's different variations of it.
What is the rhabdo?
Yeah, what do you get that?
Your muscles basically disintegrate. If you exercise too much.
Yeah. Huh.
Your muscles start disintegrating into your blood.
Jesus.
Believe it or not.
And it like...
It's why I've told Trainer Dan we need to tone it down a little bit on the workouts.
That's exactly why.
Yeah.
But they were all partaking in a workout with an alumni who was a Navy SEAL. Mm. And as of Friday, going into the weekend, 5 members still hospitalized throughout the weekend. Jeez. This is a story that, I mean, the investigation, hopefully that this is just a very... freak accident, but to have a lacrosse team and 12 of your members get sent to the hospital after a workout seems bizarro.
Yeah. Must have been a pretty intense workout.
But a pretty intense workout, but Tufts lacrosse is like one of the best in the country. They're national champions. Like, to have these D1 athletes.
So what are you trying to say? That there's something, shenanigans going on?
This seems...
She's saying there's something up in the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah, like what? In what way, though?
I've known one person. I didn't know that Danielle had rhabdo, but I knew one girl who had rhabdo, and she had it right before a wedding. She was working out really hard before a wedding, and she got it.
Yeah.
But hers was not that severe to be hospitalized. Very healthy guys. Yes,
so,
I feel like something's
just
up.
An incredibly intense workout.
Right, but do you think they would
weren't working out enough or something?
No, this person who was ever training them went way overboard.
Yes,
that's why.
Yes. Went hard-o Navy SEAL.
Okay,
I would imagine.
Right.
I would guess.
To have 12 on a D1 athlete sent to the hospital.
D3.
Well.
Yeah, aren't they?
Tufts? Lacrosse?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but still.
National champions.
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, this was a bizarro story.
Yeah. All right, Courtney, thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I didn't get to watch it, and I think that this was a drop the ball, and we talked about this, so I brought this up, I can't remember last week, about the WNBA. Drop the ball that you had your opening weekend for your WNBA playoffs, and who knows what the ratings will look like, but you had them all on Sunday, all yesterday. And so I don't know how many...
Because of football. Should have stayed away from Sunday.
Yeah, you should have stayed away from football. I know you want to stay away from... I think the season ended on Thursday, and I know obviously you want to stay away from Saturday and Sunday.
And a huge weekend series with the Twins, with the Sox.
Yeah, but I feel like that was a window...
Didn't you suggest at one point they should move their season entirely?
Yes, and I think this is probably... When you start to, I thought that the season, the women's WNBA should be during the regular men's year.
Yep.
And then you're able to capitalize off of women's college basketball, the NBA, college basketball, all of that stuff. The biggest part of your time right now is during football season and sometimes, scheduling-wise, you might be going up on a Sunday or a Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you're the WNBA, with all the publicity that you had...
Don't compete against the NFL.
Yeah. Maybe move your season to when women's basketball, or even earlier in the spring, so when the championship is sometime in June or July.
Then you're going to go up against the NBA championship.
But there's a way that you could probably schedule where your championship is July... Or August.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
Wiggy, you could stagger it like they do with the men's and women's college March Madness.
Oh,
yeah.
You could do that.
Right.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, especially with all the stuff that's been going on, and then your opening playoff weekend is on a Sunday that I don't. No. Nobody watched.
I. That is a great point, and I thought it was a great point when Curtis sent it in the group chat about an hour ago. Excellent. Thank you. It's been quite some time, but my lead this morning is from the island.
Islands in the stream. That is what we are.
When I talk about the island, it is, of course, Mack Island, where I haven't been in a while. But rumors continue to swirl that the next quarterback of the Miami Dolphins will be Mac Jones. And so, this is not me speaking. This is Devin McCourty, who said over the weekend he believes that it is a likelihood that Mac Jones ends up as the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, and that Mac desperately wants the opportunity to avenge his treatment here and show that he can be a winning quarterback in the NFL. If you were the Dolphins, would you give Mac Jones a shot, Wiggy?
I mean, I would, because look at Sam Darnold. I know that Shine brought that up. You look at, I know they didn't win, but you look at Baker Mayfield. You look at Geno Smith. You look at all these quarterbacks that might need a change of scenery and then get another opportunity somewhere else, and just the coaching style and everything else maybe unlocks
I don't know who else they're going to get. I mean, their quarterback is probably out for a while if those ribs are broken.
They got Snoop Huntley, Greg, also a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Yeah.
But Greg, can you make me a promise?
Yes.
When Mike McDaniel, a guy who saw Mac Jones twice a year, two straight years, so four times in total, tells you he thinks Mac Jones stinks by not going and trading for him, you'll never, ever bring this up again. Please make that promise to me. Okay. When it happens, right. Please make this
never,
promise to
never
me.
Never again.
Thank
never
you.
Never again.
That's all I ask.
That's fine. That is fine. So, Shime, you would not be somebody who thinks the Dolphins are going to make that move.
No. And there's not a chance in
well,
hell.
Well, who's out there? Like, when you start to
nobody,
think,
really.
Like, Tua's coming back. They don't need to. Like, as much as we don't want him to come back, as much as we think he shouldn't come back, he's coming back, and it's probably only like 2 or 3 weeks from now. It's probably the week after the Patriots game, or maybe 2 weeks after the Patriots game.
Okay. All right. Well, those are the leads this morning.
See, I thought Tua would be out for like 8 weeks, and it'd be
I think he might be out for, but Shime's right. What did they say? At least 4 weeks, and so we're at two now, or one week.
And I wish, judging by Mac's social, that one day I love something as much as Mac Jones loves individualized restaurant menus to commemorate big events.
Gosh.
Sip and sizzle please at Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah, well, they were celebrating their 5th anniversary.
Not very environmentally conscious, just printing those puppies.
I'd call Cleveland and go get Jameis Winston eating dubs. I mean, I'd rather him over Mac if I really had to.
Indy and get Joe Flacco.
That's another one. But then again, Anthony Richardson's going the wrong way.
That is not looking pretty good.
I noticed that Shime hasn't played his pre-NFL draft take on AR-15 the way he did about Bryce Young. When are we going to get that one?
Well, I mean, I said within 5 years he'd be a top five quarterback.
Oh, but Bryce Young already sucks. It's only 2 years.
Yeah, because I said Bryce Young would suck right away, and I was right.
But there are a lot of teams.
Anthony Richardson still got 3 years left.
So you expected him to look like this?
I expected it to be a little bit cleaner than it is. I also expected them to run him way more than they do, which is shocking. Read options constantly.
It is a Patriots Monday. We are going to get to They Said It next. That's a quick back and forth on what they said in sports. And then Courtney has the news coming up at 7:30.